Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good evening on the... Do I have that wrong? I think my youth co-host will be telling me that, oh my goodness, Aunt Jewel, this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. I think you have it mixed up. It's like the opposite. Well, if you're on the East Coast, good evening. And if you're on the West Coast, good day. And we know that some of you are still outside and don't want to come in because you're having so much fun. And I know there's a very special guest, and she's 11 years old, and she is our young star, and her name is Haley, and Haley wants to say something to you, boys and girls.
Hi.
She said hi. She didn't say good evening or good day. She said hi, which means she's really very friendly. And she also has someone that came with her today. And I'm not sure whether someone that she has right next to her, I'm not sure if she will say anything today, but maybe she might say one thing to us. You think maybe, Haley?
Hi.
I heard a voice, and Haley, who's that?
That's Madison, my little sister.
Oh. And Madison, how old are you?
Three. She's three.
Three. We heard that loud and clear. And?
And this is my Lulu will make my boy.
Oh, boys and girls, she has a very special, special friend with her named Moo. And I know you out there, you also have the same thing, a very special friend. Oh, we heard Moo. Wow, Moo. I wonder if Moo is getting ready to go to bed just like Haley is. Haley, are you getting ready to go to bed?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Do you wear a raincoat when you go to bed?
No.
Maybe you wear, I don't know, maybe you might wear... Oh, let me see. What could you wear? Maybe you might wear rubber boots.
No.
Or a ski jacket?
No.
What do you wear?
I wear my pajamas.
And what are your favorite pajamas?
Fluffy pants and a fluffy T-shirt.
Wow, and I know Maddie probably also has her favorite PJs.
Her favorite PJs are her, is her green onesie with a butterfly on it.
No.
Ooh.
I like the puppies one.
Okay. Well, since there's 7 days in a week, maybe this is not the day that she likes those. Mm-hmm. But we want to say good evening and good day again to our mommy and daddy and our grandpa and nana and our aunt and uncle and, wow, just people who just care.
Yeah. Hi.
And who's this speaking right now?
Haley.
Haley is speaking. Well, Haley, trying to go to bed sometimes, there's a lot of things you have to do because you've got to call everybody in. Just like we heard from California, they were all still playing and not quite ready to go to sleep. So because they're all wide awake, what we have to do is get them to bed. So there's so many things that you have to do in order to get ready. Can you name a few things?
Brushing your teeth. Eating dinner.
Yes.
And taking a bath.
Yes. A good long list. And sometimes you don't want to forget, so you have a song. But before we do that, and since we already talked a little bit about having friends and being with other boys and girls, is there any shout-out that you would like to just say?
To Vanessa and Serena, my two best friends.
Wow-wee. Your two best friends. And I know, boys and girls, you out there, you have also two best friends. And usually that means you do a lot of sharing with each other and talking to each other and playing. So we want to make sure that we talk about them sometimes. But before we do that, since you've already made the long list of things that you have to do, what would happen if Mom and Dad forgot those things that you had to do? My goodness, maybe you might put out Moo Moo so he can have something to eat first. Or maybe when you go to bed, you forgot to get something to eat because you didn't know what to do. Well, guess what? We have a bedtime list. But I know that doesn't happen with you, Haley, because you already named a great many of the things you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear that list. It's a bedtime list. And see if some of the things that you do, too.
Before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list. Did you cry in bed?
Yes.
So check that
Now, Haley, you see why we have to have a list, because there's so many things, and you want to make sure that you don't forget them.
I wonder what happens if you forget them.
Oh, that just messes up the whole day. What if you get in the bed and you forgot to brush your teeth and you fall asleep? Then what's going to happen? Does your mommy wake you up or does she let you go to sleep? Not really
she
sure.
She wakes you up.
She wakes you up. Yes, so she doesn't let you forget because she knows what exactly to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I bet even little sister Maddie knows what to do too, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. She brushes her teeth and her pajamas.
Yes, she knows that she cannot forget any of those steps. Otherwise, she is going to hear it from your mom or your dad.
And it's not very good to sleep in your clothes.
No, no, because you know what happens? What?
We
do you know what
bed.
Happens?
No, not really. I haven't slept in my clothes yet.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that happens when you go to college. And that's a long ways from now. But I know that maybe Maddie has probably fallen asleep with her clothes on.
Yes, she has.
Right, and then she has to have them, got to get the PJs on, and so now she's not quite the best, in the best mood, because now you're going to be, what do you think?
She's going to be mad that we...
Exactly, and you might have to wake up, which is something that you just really don't want to do. But you know what? Also, this is such a wonderful season. And why is it? Why is this a great season?
Because it's Christmas.
And what happens during Christmas? Because we saw a picture of you on the internet that was Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories on Facebook and also, I think, on the website. And you were surrounded by books. What else were you trying to do, too? You were thinking, you were writing, a time for good behavior because of what?
Christmas and Advent.
Yes. And what's an Advent calendar?
An Advent calendar is where each day in December you open up a door, a little tiny door, on your Advent calendar, and sometimes there's even chocolate in it, and you get to eat the chocolate on the day.
Sounds like a really good surprise for every day. You probably cannot wait to go to sleep so you can wake up just to be able to get that surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, certainly we know that Maddie, she, you probably have to tell her, you can't open up every day. You have to only open up one at a time.
Yes, we tell her at least 15 times a day.
So we want to be able to have, we already heard your shout outs that you had to say. And did you already share with the boys and girls what you're going to be doing tomorrow or what you even did yesterday? And what is so special about even today that you did?
I was in Washington Depot.
And tell them what that meant.
It's a place in upstate Connecticut. And my church were going on a retreat, and we got to go to Washington Depot.
Wow. So what were some of the things that you got a chance to do? I'm sure you knew no one.
Yeah, I didn't know anybody, but I made a lot of friends quickly.
And can you just say maybe one or two things what you did in order to make friends?
Well,
strangers?
When we were going, we went snow tubing, and I made friends because everybody was running over me with their snow tubes, and they would apologize, and, like, we slowly became friends.
Oh, see, boys and girls, see what can happen when you go to new places, that even though you might think that what they were doing might have been, you weren't too sure, but they apologized. They didn't just run over you, did they?
No.
They said they were sorry. And you also had talked about, I think you talked about the Advent calendar, which is counting down the days till Christmas, right?
Yes.
So then you don't have to do what, and I know Maddie probably knows this, ask your mom every day, when's Christmas coming?
Yes.
So this time she doesn't have to. Right, she doesn't have to ask. I'm going to play a bit of a song just to get us kind of in the mood. We'll just listen for a short while. And this reminds me so much of being in New York when I look at all the pretty lights and all the windows. See if this is something that happens to you. And it's the Carol of the Bells. And it's by David Foster. Uh-oh. We're not even going to ask who that is, but we will at least listen to these bells. Well, is this getting you ready, putting you in the mood for Christmas?
Did you just play One Direction?
Well, seems like you heard something else beside the bells, didn't you? I'm not sure whether we played that or not. I'm not sure, but one of the things I definitely can say, because this is Christmas, and those are the lights, and the song that you hear when you go up and down the street by Rockefeller Square, and all of the boys and girls and moms and dads are ice skating, and they are thinking about what can we get for Christmas. But you know what? I'm not sure that people know what type of girl you are. And I'm not sure, because you've already talked about that you had a great time and you met so many people, what kind of girl would you be? And if you are, would anybody else know?
Well, I'm two different kinds of people. So, first off, I'm really funny and nice. And second off, I'm a fangirl, so, yeah.
But what's a fangirl?
It's when you really like a band or a famous person.
Oh, wonder what that means. I wonder, Maddie, do you know what that means?
Maddie likes One Direction too.
Yes, she probably doesn't know what that is. What's a fangirl? Maybe she does. Maybe she doesn't. We will see. And do you think that a fangirl would always know if that band or actor or actress is around that they saw or heard? Would they know?
Yes.
Let's see. This is Angel's Bedtime Stories, making your night Blake Radio Network. Okay, Hallie. Is that what a fan does? They know the song. What makes you beautiful? The greatest song to be able to play for you. Here you've just met some friends, and already they believe the same thing that One Direction believes about you. Mm-hmm. So, is that a group that you know?
Yes.
You knew instantly, even when I played it for like 2 seconds, you even knew what group it was. And boys and girls, you can see what type of young lady that we have with Hallie. So, of course, with a young lady like that, we know that when she reads her book, Gingerbread Friend, that it's going to be so exciting. Because we know also that she's not a dull young lady because she was singing the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to tell the boys and girls what book is Gingerbread Friends? Who wrote it? And maybe even a little other information. Oh, wow. And who was the illustrator?
Jan Brett. And the publisher was J.P. Putnam's son. G.P. Putnam's son. Shall I read it?
We are ready. Are you ready, Maddie? Are you ready to hear the story from your sister?
I think she is.
Okay. And I think the boys and girls out there are ready. Boys and girls, now that you have your PJs on, are you ready also to listen to the story? Well, before we hear from Haley, she's got to make sure that she fluffs up that pillow, and also you have to do that too. Some of you may even still have your slippers on. And I already see there is Matthews. Matthews has his bottle, so he's ready. And I'm ready. I think everyone is ready. So let's hear it.
Okay. The sassy gingerbread baby lived in a scrumptious gingerbread house in the bedroom of a boy named Maddie. He was happy with all the toys and treats that Maddie made for him. Still, something was missing. One day, he watched Maddie go off with his friends to ski and skate, and he knew what it was. I'm the gingerbread baby, happy as can be. Until Maddie goes out, then it's lonely here for me. I want a friend of my own, the gingerbread baby thought. The next morning, Maddie stayed home, but he was too busy in the kitchen to play. So the gingerbread baby slipped out and headed for the village to look for a friend. The gingerbread baby walked along the lane. He came to a bakery and saw a man and woman just his size in the window. Maybe they would like to be my friends, he thought. Inside, the gingerbread baby popped up in front of them and saying, I'm the gingerbread baby, peppy as can be. I'll be friends with you if you'll be friends with me. But the man and woman just stared straight, a head like statue, eyes wide open. The gingerbread baby saw a sugar cookie girl nearby. He cartwheeled across the marshmallow snow, singing, I'm the gingerbread baby, gallant as can be. I'll be friends with you if you'll be friends with me. But she didn't look at him, and he didn't say a word. Next, the gingerbread baby spotted seven white swans swimming on a sugar frosting sea. He leaped towards them and called out in excitement, I'm the gingerbread baby, clever as can be. I'll be friends with you if you'll be friends with me. But the elegant swans didn't even honk a hello. They stayed exactly as they were, stiff and still. The gingerbread baby turned and gazed up at the cake as tall as a mountain with icy legend as a man and woman dancing on top. Petticoats and coattails gone. I'm the gingerbread baby, plucky as can be. I'll be friends with you if you'll be friends with me. But when we reached the top, she saw that they weren't dancing at all. They were still as stone. The gingerbread baby was about to saw a door just his size. I'll go in there and think about what to do next, he thought. He slid down the cake and ran inside. Scratchy, the gingerbread baby woke up and found himself face to face with a real live mama mouse nibbling on his marshmallow pom-pom. Oh no, he thought. Home is the place for me. And he ran out of the bakery with the mouse and the cat and the baker and his wife not far behind him. As the gingerbread baby raced home on his rooster, the unfriendly creatures chasing him were joined by a red fox who almost caught the gingerbread baby as he flew over the fence and ran into Maddie's house just in time. Tired and sad, the gingerbread baby started to cry. I'm the gingerbread baby, lonely as can be. No one wants to be my friend as far as I can see. But then he heard some singing and a trail of cupcakes caught his eye. He climbed up the stairs, and you'll never guess what he found. We're gingerbread friends, playful as can be. We'll be friends with you if you'll be friends with me, and me, and me. The end.
Oh, that was a good story. All right. We loved it. And we saw how important it is to have friends. And it turned out that they were the gingerbread's friend. Just like what happened with you when you were at a new place, you got lots and lots of friends.
Yes.
And I know that seeing the gingerbread, even though the gingerbread was looking very dapper, that it was really good that nobody tried to eat the gingerbread.
That's what I was thinking. If I saw him, I would eat him.
I know, especially with cupcakes and the gingerbread house and all those things. So sweet. But they didn't do that, which was, I'm so glad that they didn't do that, because they wouldn't have known how much of a friend that he would have been. So, do you have your list out? Are you writing it to make sure that when Santa Claus is coming that you'll be ready?
One Direction. I want One Direction tickets. They went on sale yesterday.
Well, that's certainly something to go on the list, isn't it? And boys and girls, I'm sure you're writing your list, and I wonder why you are being so good. You're probably even making your own bed and picking up your toys and even nice to your brother and sister. Wow! Why are you being so nice? You know why? Because what would give you a reason to be so nice? Because there's a very special person that is coming around, and I'm not sure Maddie or you even know who it could be.
It's Santa Claus.
You're right. Song is by the Kids Song. Better be good. That means no puffy face. Are you ready? Have you already started your decorations? Have you started putting up things on the tree? Oh, there's so many things. Have you even gotten presents for your friends? Or maybe even your mommy or daddy? A very, very busy time. So have you made any gifts to any of your friends? Are you going to a Christmas party, Haley?
Not that I know of. I don't even know where we're going to Christmas. I don't even know where we're going for Christmas.
Well,
I'm excited,
you know,
though.
Yes, and you know, it's only been 8 days in December, so I think that you probably soon will find out.
I hope so.
Yes, and I know that Maddie, she's having a good time, too, with her little pal, Moo Moo. Is Moo Moo sleepy yet?
Yes, I think they're going to bed now.
Well, while Moo Moo is trying to go to sleep and telling everybody, don't be so loud, let's hear another Christmas book. And this book is called Rocking Horse Christmas. And it's by Mary Polk Osborne. And it was painted by Ned Bittinger. Now, you know that some books are drawings and some books are photographs and some books have no pictures at all. I wonder if you have books with pictures.
I used to have a lot of books with pictures. Now I read books that don't really have pictures. But Maddie has a bunch of books with pictures.
Oh, yes. And it's kind of nice to have those pictures because if you can't read, you still get an idea of what's going on because the pictures are so nice. And they tell a story.
Yes.
So let's us hear about the Rocking Horse Christmas. Now the boy found this rocking horse. It was under a tree. He pushed it up softly and made it a rock. "I'll call you Shadow," he said. Then he climbed on Shadow's back, and they took off. Do you have a rocking horse, or do you even know what that is?
I don't know if we have a rocking house. No, not anymore.
Oh, okay. But you have an idea of what it does, right?
Yes.
You go back and forth and back and forth, just like on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
They rocked to the west and lassoed outlaws. Now, boys and girls, that lasso means he has a horse, has a rope, and he's roping it around. Then he rocked to the east and joust with knights, and they rocked all Christmas Day. Then the boy carried Shadow, because you know that's the name of his horse, up to his room, and he made a little stall beside his bed and fed Shadow some hay. Now Shadow and the boy rocked together day after day. They went on a safari on an African plan. Can you imagine, boys and girls, having a giraffe right there in your bed? Then he raced Seattle Slew to the Kentucky Derby. Oh, that had to be exciting. There goes the horses. And they rode to the land of the dinosaurs and fought a Trinosaurus Rex. Now, every night before he slept, the boy touched Shadow's mane. "Ride you tomorrow," he whispered. But as the boy got older, and he didn't ride Shadow as much, and then days and weeks and months went by when he didn't even ride Shadow at all. I know that you can't imagine having a toy and not playing with the toy anymore. And how lonely that toy must be getting. Well, after hours, the rocking horse stood still, waiting to rock a while. The clock ticked away. "I know how you feel," said the old bear, who now stared sadly into the space. "One day someone will pick up Shadow up and carry him to the attic. There he will grow dusty and frail. A spider strung a web between his car and his ear. You must have to be a great horse once," she said. Year after year, the rocking horse stared out the window looking for his boy. Sometimes he saw a boy playing catch in the yard or riding a bike down the street, but this boy was much taller than his boy. Once he saw a young man who looked a little bit like his boy loading a car and driving away. Another time he saw a man visit with the woman and a baby. Brown leaves fell and green leaves returned, but Shadow's boy never came back. Then one year, on Christmas Eve, a blizzard struck, just like what is happening to a lot of the boys and girls right now. Snow is coming down. The glass broke, and the wind knocked Shadow over. Soon he was covered with a blanket of snow, and his spirit began to fade. Suddenly, the hatch door opened and light streamed in. Then Shadow heard something he hadn't heard in a long time. It was a boy's voice. "Look, Dad," the boy said. "The storm broke the window." "Watch out for the glass," a man said. He kneeled down. "Hey, look at this." "What is it, Dad?" The man wiped the snow from Shadow's head. Shadow looked into the man's eyes, and he knew at once who it was. "He's my oldest friend in the world," said the man. I bet you, boys and girls, you probably know who that probably is. Well, let's find out. The man carried the rocking horse downstairs. They made a little stall in the dining room and fed him some hay. "What's his name, Dad?" the boy asked. "Shadow," the man said. "Hi, Shadow," the boy whispered. Then he climbed on Shadow's back. "Giddy up," he said. At first, Shadow was kind of creaky. He was creaking along. But then his heart took a leap. And he and the boy rocked away, and they flew through the sky all Christmas Eve and didn't come home until dawn. The end. Can you imagine how that is? Haley, how do you think that would be?
That is such a good book.
I know, isn't that? That's just like sometimes when you have an old, old friend and you haven't seen the friend in so long and you're not sure how they're going to be. And that might even happen when you see your cousins who you hadn't seen in a long time. And then once you're together, you remember, and it is so much fun. It's like you never even left.
I have a friend called Victoria, and we were like best friends, and then she moved to California, and I barely got to talk to her anymore.
Oh, so you know how, you definitely know how Shadow felt each day looking forward to being able to talk to his friend and not seeing him, and how lonely that made him feel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a story where you see that the horse talked, and maybe sometimes, maybe your horse might have a special, special little voice. But you know what? You have to believe. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Can you share with the boys and girls out there at Aunt Jill's Bedtime Storyland?
Believing is like having hope in something that, like, something's going to happen. Something awesome is going to happen.
Exactly. And a lot of that is happening right now because everyone knows it's Christmas. And everyone knows that there might be something that's going to be under the tree. Or they may believe that they're going to be a scientist one time, or maybe even a baseball player, or maybe even a teacher or a lawyer. But they believe.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in commission, I'm going to look you here. What these young people, children, even as young as Maddie, what they believe.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a stallman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Hello, my little dreamer. Lift up your head, take my hand, and walk with me away.
So you heard the song. So you, this is the time that you believe. You believe that something is going to happen for you, or you believe that you're going to be a dancer one day and you're taking dance lessons, or maybe you're going to be an engineer and you know everything about the computer. Or maybe you're just one of those young children that just loves to take things apart and even put them together again, or even be an artist. Is there something that you believe in?
I want to be a singer when I get older.
Oh, my goodness. So, boys and girls, we know what that means, that she loves to sing.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you. Everyone in your family hears you all the time.
Yes.
And Maddie, what do you believe in and what do you want to be?
She went to bed, but she told me she wants to be
Oh, so Serena. It went. Say it again.
She said she wants to be a ballerina when she gets older.
Oh, wow. That is really wonderful. So she's going to be taking all kinds of dance lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So that she can be able to dance for everyone. And
yep.
We'll go to her recitals.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear what happens, because we just had someone that fell asleep. I think that we're doing our job, don't you?
Yes, I think we are.
Somebody did fall asleep. And I have a nice song to play for Hallie going to sleep. And let me turn it up so that all the boys and girls can hear it, so they will know that this is a very special time for moms and dads and Nana and Poppy. Guess what? Poppy already went to sleep. Special time for Poppy, too. Here we go with Karina Bailey-Ray. Just Like a Star.
Just
hey,
like
Lee.
A star across my sky. Just like an angel. You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue. Do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive. When everything else is so fake, without a doubt you're on my side. Heaven has been away.
Boys and girls, for joining Haley and I for this wonderful, wonderful time. Some of your eyes are already starting to close.
I'm tired.
From tonight, I know that you're the only one. I've been confused.
Yeah.
star across my sky, just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.
And if any of you would like to call and say anything to us, just make sure that you just pick up the phone, because we don't have very much time, and dial 914-338-0695. I think you have probably about, maybe 6 minutes. And if you want to say anything for what a great job that Haley has done. And she's done a great job, because already her sister has fallen asleep, and she's almost ready to go too. Right, Haley?
Uh-huh. Can you say the number again?
Okay, I will tell you. The number is, get that, you ready, boys and girls and moms and dads? 914-338-0695. And you could call her to tell her what a good job she's done. I think she would love to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder if the boys and girls already have their list on what they want to do. What are they planning? One of the things that we have done here with my girls, with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, is bake cookies and cupcakes and decorate them. That is so much fun. They love to do it, even though they get a little messy at times. They love to be able to do that and give it to their friends at school and maybe even eat them up before they even have a chance to get to school. I don't know if that happens with you when your mom is baking a cake or even cookies. Do you sometimes eat the dough?
Yes, I love the dough. It's my favorite part.
I know. I'm just like you. Sometimes I don't even want to bake it. We love being able to do that. Do you even exchange gifts? Do you have a secret pal or a secret friend at your class?
Yes, they're doing that in my school once it comes closer to Christmas.
I know, and that is so much. Go ahead.
We're going to buy presents for our friends, and we get a name for someone, and we have to buy a present for them. And we put it in their cubby, and they give us a present, too. Like somebody, and they don't know that you're giving them the present, and you don't know that they're giving you the present.
Yeah, it's your secret friend.
Mm-hmm.
It is fun to be able to do that. And also, I know that there's a lot of boys and girls out there that they go to their very special organization, and they give toys, especially with the Marines and even with Santa on the street, and they give toys and money to be able to help other people who don't have anyone to give them anything for Christmas.
We're doing that at my school right now.
Oh, and don't you feel really very good after you do that, helping other
people?
Yeah,
we're giving toys to the Marines.
That's what we do every time. We even sometimes go to the church and give food out so that they could be able to have a Christmas dinner. And we even did that for Thanksgiving, too. And that's something that they would be able to do. Now, we have 4 minutes left, and I just want to thank you so much for doing this and look forward to hearing from you again and joining us for this Christmas holiday and making sure that you have a wonderful one, because I know that your mommy or daddy are going to do that. Does your mommy want to say anything on the air?
No,
Not
before
really.
You go away?
Just, we're just proud of her. She's done a great job.
Well, I think you did say something. And that was definitely a good note for her to go off to, because I think that she did a great job in even telling the boys and girls about what to do and helping others, and also about how she made friends at a place that she never had been before, didn't know anyone. So that was really a good thing. And you can be able to do the same thing, boys and girls, and we look forward to being able to have you come and join us on Sundays. And you know what? The other thing that I just heard from another birdie that's just told me one of the best things was they're going to be out of school next week. I know that's not the case for Haley. She's not good. She's not very happy that school's going to be out.
Who said that?
Well, then, yes, we got a real live younger girl here. I think maybe that was the teacher. But I want to thank you so much for joining us and at Block Talk Radio. Thank you a lot for being here, and it was great seeing your pictures. You look beautiful on the air.
No problem.
And I'm sure you're going to... Oh, you're welcome. You have a good evening, too. And I'm sure you're going to get everything that you want on your list, because you have been fantastic here. And I know that you're fantastic all the time and a great big sister for Maddie.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. And good night. And thank you so much for coming on. And we'll be playing another song that will also put the boys and girls to sleep, the ones that are still trying to keep those gorgeous brown and blue eyes open. It's time to go to bed. Good night. Good night, Maddie. And good night, Haley.
Good night.
Thanks again. Good night. Thank you, boys and girls, for joining us. And we also want to thank you and say Merry Christmas, and looking forward to seeing you again. And I know you're going to have a wonderful time, because this is the time of giving. Everyone's on their best behavior. And having a great time with Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. One of the things that we do is during this holiday time, we get brand new pajamas. Because, of course, you've got to look good for Santa. So good night and sleep tight, and just think of real good thoughts, and make sure that you give your mommy and daddy that big hug. And Jennifer Hudson is going to sing a lullaby just to make sure that you're off. Oh, we did a little something that we had to do, that because that was her favorite song. And she wasn't quite sleepy yet because she had to go finish all the things that she had to do on that long list. So we just sent her off for One Direction, because that's the tickets that she would like to have in her Christmas basket. But for the other boys and girls, good night. Jennifer Hudson. We'll put those warm, cozy comforters on you.
Don't cry. I'll be right here beside you with well-wishing hugs and kisses.
again, good night to Blake Radio Network. And again, good night to all of the wonderful kids. We know that they're sleeping and there's sugar plums dancing in their heads. Good night.